You know, one of the ways of kind of helping to foster that or to bring up, having a means to reflect on is just it's that recognition of things being just what they are, and that in the sense that, you know, the khandhas being the khandhas, seeing, well, this is body, this is feeling, this is perception, these are thought, mental formations, this is consciousness. And sort of the relinquishing of the self that is, it tries to establish itself within that, within those natural phenomena. The relinquishing, abandoning the whole perception of the world that is just these five khandhas arising and passing away. And just, but, you know, it isn't as if, you know, one relinquishes, abandons, and there's nothing there, there's nothing left, there's nothing. You know, what is left is just that which is natural. Things are as they are. We don't have to try to make them into anything different. Something that is a, you know, a feeling, whether it's pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral, it doesn't have to become anything else. But just seeing it in that night, in light, that light, and relinquishing any movement towards the, say, the story, the proliferation, the bias, the opinion, the me that's trying to establish itself. You know, even in terms of the practice, you know, what am I getting? What am I getting out of this? What am I achieving? What am I attaining? I must be getting somewhere. You know, just to relinquish the whole idea of that mind that's trying to establish a point for me to feel comfortable and me to feel that I've got something. To see things as they truly are. And that sort of that perception of self and me is sort of an addition that we inevitably just creates more suffering. Me trying to feel that I am have attained, and I'm a worthy being because of that. And you're seeing the sight, sound, smells, taste, touch, mental formations, or the mind. Objects. I'm just seeing that as the. That's what they are. And then relinquishing. We're putting attention on relinquishing of that mind that's trying to sort of establish itself in some way. and importance. And it doesn't, when the mind goes, it doesn't need to annihilate anything. I mean, that's just another position of self. Pushing away, rejecting, not wanting. Feeling uncomfortable and then pushing it away. And it's only when we can experience things in there and say, this is yeah, this is the way things are, that there's any real peace.